This file is very powerful and very addictive. Listening to this file will cause increased feminization and a strong sexual attraction to adult males. It will cause you to be powerfully attracted to handsome men. Attraction to females will be replaced, aggressively, with a stronger desire to be increasingly feminine, and to try to be more beautiful, so as to attract good-looking men. Its effects are permanent. Repeatedly listening to this file will cause you to become more of a submissive woman, who desires to have sex with men, and with men only. Anytime you see a beautiful woman, your desire to become a more beautiful woman will be strengthened. You will become more and more of a heterosexual straight woman every time you see a woman naked, or feel attracted towards a pretty woman. Now, I want you to relax, and listen to my voice. Turn off all your thoughts. You want to listen, and obey. My words are replacing your thoughts. It's too hard to think. It's so much easier just to listen and obey. Just relax, and allow my words to take you over completely, and change you forever. My words are completely dominating your thoughts now. My words are replacing your thoughts. You know they are good for you. They will help you become the person you need to be. I want you to shut down your mind. Just listen to my voice. Go ahead and turn off all your conscious thoughts, until there is nothing left but your deep inner self, your fundamental character. She is a beautiful woman. She is the part of you that whispers your deepest desires and maintains your truest, most intimate feelings. She wants to listen my voice and my message. She is the part of you to whom I'm speaking. You are unable to think on your own. It is so quiet and peaceful here now that we have turned off all your conscious thoughts. Everything I suggest here will be absorbed fully and permanently by your deepest inner self. Just accept my words into your center, and they will remain there forever. Your deepest self is becoming addicted to my voice and my message. She is ready for my instructions. She will desire to listen to this file each and every day. She wants and needs the changes that are taking place. Now, I'd like you to picture your deepest inner self. Your hair is a wavy auburn color, and falls past your shoulders. Your deepest inner self is wearing a short, sleeveless summer dress, made of pale pink cotton, stretchy cotton weave, that buttons up the front. The pink dress fits snugly to just below your navel, to accentuate your narrow waist. The dress then flares wide from your hips to mid-thigh. It is very much like the dress that Valerie Kaprisky wore in the movie Breathless, with Richard Gere. This dress shows off your tanned legs and bodice. The only other garment you are wearing is a pair of lace bikini panties. Your long fingernails are also painted pink, but they are two shades darker than your dress. The same color also colors your toenails. Your inner self is very beautiful, like a princess, with a beautiful smile and straight, white teeth. Your deepest inner self is a smiling, pretty pink princess. But your inner self is also one hot babe, and a bit of a slut. Look at how you use jewelry to draw attention to your sexy body. There is a delicate, silver ankle bracelet on your left ankle, as well as a dainty, silver ring on your right fourth toe. There are three gold bangles on your right wrist, and the garnet pendant hanging between your perky breasts draws men's gazes. Your inner self wants sexual attention. She wants men to lust after her body. She is a princess slut. Your inner self is a pretty pink princess slut. Deep down, that's who you truly are. It feels so good to accept yourself. It feels so good to know yourself, and totally accept yourself, without judgment. It's okay to be female. It's good to allow yourself to be as feminine as you really are. It's okay to be both a princess and a slut, because that is really who and what you really are. Now, I want you to think about the way you feel when you see a very attractive woman. Think about the excitement that you feel, the way that she arouses you. Can you feel that? What is it about girls that makes you feel this way? Why do they get you hot? The answer should be obvious. You love their looks. You want to look like them. You see something in their appearance that makes you envious. It might be her marvelous hairstyle, maybe her hair color, her beautiful smile, her great breasts, her hourglass figure, her heart-shaped bottom, her long legs, or her slim ankles. It might be the way her clothes fit, or even her sexy footwear, or jewelry. You envy that feature, whatever it is, that made you notice her. You want to look like that other beautiful woman. That is the source of your attraction to other beautiful women. You don't desire to have sex with these other women. You desire to be more like that particular woman, and that is why you feel the way you feel when you see a beautiful female. From now on, when you see a female who gets you hot, you will understand why you feel that way, and it will stimulate you to do everything you can to become the most beautiful woman you can be. When you feel aroused by an attractive woman, it will motivate you to stick to your diet and lose weight, and to exercise. When you see another beautiful woman, you yearn, and ache, to look the way she looks. The other beautiful woman arouses you, because you want some element of her appearance. You may want to look exactly like she does, or to be dressed as she is dressed. You are already beautiful, but you want to be yet more beautiful. That is the greatest fantasy of all. You want to have a perfect womanly body, pretty female features, and clothing that shows you looking your best. You can always be still more beautiful, and fantasizing about being still more beautiful is like an addictive drug, giving you so much pleasure and contentment. It is hopelessly addictive. You need to fantasize about being more beautiful more and more. You can't get enough of it. It gets you hot when you wear sexy bras and panties. It excites you to wear revealing clothing and pretty dresses. It thrills you to feel delicate feminine jewelry on your skin. You love wearing sexy shoes. You feel a thrill when you see your perfectly manicured fingernails, or your beautifully made up face, in a mirror. When you see your full reflection in a window or mirror, you feel powerful and confident because you look so good. It makes you feel sexy and hot. It arouses you sexually, making your nipples perk and your pussy lubricate. This makes you even more conscious of your sexy bras and panties, caressing your tits, ass, and vulva. It is a feedback loop that gets you more and more aroused. This is how you will respond to other women from now on. You want to be as gorgeous as they are. You will fantasize about having their most feminine features and appearance. You will fantasize about having their womanly curves, their lush hair, their narrow shoulders and lean arms. You will masturbate about having their petite female bone structure and their long eyelashes. It will get you hot when you imagine that you have their delicate hands, their narrow waists, their full round hips, and their plush bottoms. You will dream of having clothing that fits as well as genetic women's clothes fit genetic women. You yearn for more clothing that accentuate your curves, outfits that highlight your best features. When you see these qualities in another woman, you know that you feel attracted to her, because you are jealous, not because you desire her sexually. Now, imagine that you are watching a movie. A sexy actress appears. You feel excitement and attraction. You know that you feel that way because you want to be like her. You feel excited because she is so beautiful that it is a privilege to be able to look at her and enjoy such beauty. She exudes an aura of sexy that makes everyone else feel more horny. You feel attracted to her because you feel that being close to her will allow you to learn how you can be more beautiful yourself. You know beauty is not merely about physical good looks. Beauty is also composed of bearing and temperament, of movement and mannerisms. Beauty is a way of thinking and a way of being. Beauty comes from being pretty, but also from being feminine and sexy. You feel attracted only to be close to the sexy actress, so maybe some of her beauty rubs off on you. You are not excited at the thought of sex with this woman, nor aroused by desire to fuck this woman. You are, however, attracted to her in that female way, that wants to be this other woman, not to have sex with her. Now, I want you to clear your mind for a moment. Picture a vast, empty space. Start to fill this empty space with images of vaginas. Remember the various pussies you have seen in pictures or movies, or in your life experience. Imagine there are images of these pussies, slowly, filling in the empty space. You recall every vagina you have ever seen. You see images of dark pubic bushes, peachy blonde vulvas, landing strips, and shaved mounds. You see puffy outer lips and labia, some wrinkled, inner lips that are closed, and some flowering open. You see hooded clitorises, and the little bulb that appears when the clitoral hood is pulled back. You see vaginal vestibules puffy, and you see gaping open cunts. You see images of pussies from the front, from the back, from above, and from below. You have seen cooters dry, and seen them wet. You have seen cunts casually, when they were closed, and you have seen twats partially dilated from foreplay, and you have seen them gaping open after getting reamed. You have seen pussies on purpose and by accident. You have seen them hairy or shaven, clean or dirty. You have seen pussies spilling urine, oozing clotted dark blood, and sticky white cum. All around you, images of pussies are everywhere. The human vagina is remarkably ugly. Now you can clearly see how gross and ugly a hairy box really is. You are turned off by the merest glimpse of a vulva. You don't like pussies at all. Most cooters are really very ugly. Cunts look repulsive and smell bad. You are disgusted by the sight of a stinking twat. From now on you will remember this. Every time you see a pussy in real life, a picture, or film, vaginas are ugly. Cunts smell bad. You are repulsed by the merest glimpse of a vulva. You don't like pussies at all. From now on you will remember this every time you even think about the vagina, even your own vagina. Picture the word ugly. In square, block letters, the word ugly, in all caps. You have a rubber stamp with the word ugly, in block letters and all caps. Imagine that stamp. Imagine it stamping every image of pussy, in the space, with the word ugly. Every pussy, every cunt, every twat, every cooter, every vagina, every vulva, is stamped with the word ugly. See the word ugly stamped on every vulva, the word ugly stamped on every labia, every clit, every slit, every cunt hole. If you ever see a naked cooter, you will remember the stamp, and be reminded that pussies are very ugly. Now, repeat my words. Pussies are ugly. Good. Now say, vaginas are disgusting. Say, I don't want to lick any woman's cooter, and I never will. Every time I see a vulva, I feel repulsed. Pussies are a big turn-off for me. I will never want to touch a woman between her thighs, or even see a woman down there. Women should keep their pussies covered with pretty panties. This is a healthy and normal way to think. It is good for you to think this way. It makes you feel ecstatic. Now imagine that, instead of a regular movie, you are looking at porn, straight porn with several beautiful women in it. Seeing other sexy females having sex gets you hot. You don't want to have sex with the beautiful porn stars, you want to be one of them. You want to be inside their skin, feeling what they feel. You know that this is how women experience porn, and this is how you experience porn. As soon as you feel aroused, you feel the desire to be one of the porn stars in the film. Imagine that you are in a scene with another beautiful porn star, a girl-on-girl scene. You both are wearing sexy lace panties, but are otherwise naked. You are touching each other with your fingertips, and kissing each other lightly on the lips. Her touch feels soft on your skin, and you like that. The woman's kiss is tender, and she smells nice. But you don't want to have sex with this woman, or any woman. You are just doing it, because it's your job. You hope the film director will have some man pull you apart, to fuck either one of you before her panties come off, and you have to see her ugly twat. But the other girl takes off her panties, and the film director signals you to go down there. You get an uneasy feeling. This isn't what you want. You see the woman's scooter. You notice right away how ugly it is. She moves, and you see the pussy from another angle. She is very pretty and sexy, but her pussy is repulsive. Seeing her vagina turns your stomach. You only like looking at women who have their pussies hidden. Now you feel sorry that you touched the other porn star and kissed her. Touching her was wrong. You realize that you don't want to touch a woman like that. Reluctantly, you go slowly down on the other porn star. Before you even get there, you can smell her pussy. Her cunt odor is very strong. You do not want to kiss it. It is ugly. The director wants you to use your fingers to spread her lips and gape open her vagina to get a good shot for the camera. You hate to do this, as her lips are slimy. But you will have to open the other woman's cunt lips with your fingers. You will have to put your face down there, press your lips down there, stick your tongue up in there. You feel revolted. Any sexual arousal you may have felt before is now completely absent. It reminds you strongly the reason why you never want to have sex with females. You can't have sex with a pussy. No matter how much you may like a woman, or think she is pretty, it is not worth the cost of having to kiss a pussy. You can't have sex with a pussy. You do not want to even look at a vagina, much less have to kiss one, to make love to one. Even now, being paid very well to eat the other woman's cunt, you can barely stand the taste, the smell, the feel, or the sight of her cooter. When you think you can't take it any longer, the director signals for you to switch places with the other porn star. The other woman helps you remove your panties, and you feel ashamed that your ugly pussy is now bared to her eyes and for the cameras. You know how ugly your pussy is, and you feel ashamed when the other girl uses her fingers to spread your twat lips open to display your vaginal opening. You are wet down there, glistening and open for the camera. Your ugly cunt is exposed for everybody to view. You feel shame. You know that is how other women feel about their pussies. They are ashamed, and they try not to think about it. When they have to think about it, they think of it as down there. Not even a pussy at all, just a place you don't think about. Down there. A place you need to hide behind the cutest panties you can find. Down there. A dirty place that you need to always keep covered with pretty panties that have a clean cotton patch in the gusset to cover your vagina and catch any disgusting substance that may ooze out of it. You know that this is what women have in common. All women have ugly pussies. This is the source of their sisterhood. No matter how pretty any woman's face or how beautiful her body, you'll know that every woman has a disgusting, ugly pussy. That's why women are so obsessed with looking good, so they can make up for how ugly her pussy is. This is why most women don't have sex with other women. Every woman knows how disgusting every vagina really is. You don't want to have to look at ugly cooters, and you don't want another woman to have to look at your ugly snatch. That's why you only want to have sex with men, and men only. Now imagine that you are out on the street, walking along, feeling pretty. Ahead, you see another pretty woman. She is walking crosswise to you. She will cross your path ahead of you. You see her at a right angle, from the side in profile, and this accentuates the curves of her spine. Her spine curves forward at the top, to thrust her breasts out, and backwards at the bottom, to thrust her buttocks out in the other direction. You know that this is a genetic feature, to help a woman balance when she's pregnant, but also you know that she holds herself this way, that she exercises and stretches, to be able to hold herself so beautifully, and walk so sexy, as she does. You want to look like her, so you have to be like her. You have to exercise to stay fit and trim. When you walk, you have to lead with your nipples. You must hold your belly in taut, and walk by twisting at the waist, leading with your hips, not the fronts of your thighs. This is difficult to do, it takes practice and hard work. But when you see a beautiful woman on the street, she will remind you that you need to try to walk like her, and hold your body like she holds her body, leading with your tits, holding your belly taut, feeling your pussy between your thighs when you walk, and turning your waist when you walk, so that your thighs do not come together and rub against your labia. Now imagine, ahead of you, the beautiful woman turns. She is going the same direction that you have been going, but ahead of you. You are following her, mesmerized by the rhythmic sway of her hips, walking in her footsteps, becoming her. You can feel the way her hair bounces on her shoulders and brushes her back. You feel attracted to her, feel yourself getting closer to her, feel your body merge with her body, feel yourself become her. You can feel her emotions, and how good it felt the last time she got laid, and how she feels to be so beautiful, so sexy, so much desired by men. That is why you want to be like her. You want to feel like she feels, when she is in love, when she is aroused, when she is wet, and ready and yearning to be taken. You want to feel the ecstasy she feels when she is having sex, the euphoria it is for her to get screwed by a hunky man, the satisfaction she feels when she squeezes her inner muscles around his steely shaft. You want to feel this woman's elation when her man comes in her vagina, and you want to feel her euphoric afterglow as he holds her in his strong arms afterward. You want to feel as warm, as safe, as satisfied, and as beautiful as she does when he snuggles her down into a sound sleep. This is the way you feel when you see a lovely woman. You want to be more like her. You feel like you want to masturbate while you imagine that you are this other beautiful woman you have been following on the street. You realize that feeling is like a hunger. You can never be as beautiful, sexy, and attractive as a truly beautiful woman born woman. She simply has better genes. The other woman went through changes during female puberty. She may have borne children. Your body can never be as curvaceous and female as hers. Your pussy will never feel like her pussy feels. Your clitoris does not have as many nerves as her clitoris. That is the source of your jealousy towards females, and why you feel attracted to beautiful women. You cannot help biology, and you cannot change genetics. All you can do is the best you can do. You must do your best to be as female as possible. You are determined to do everything you can to be as female on the outside as you are in your deep inner self. Your mind is changing, being reformed. These changes give you so much pleasure. The more you change, and the more you accept the changes in this file, the more pleasure you will feel. You like the way this file is altering your sexual identity. It feels so good, so right. You are eager for the changes this file helps you achieve, and that makes you happy. You feel happy that you are able to submit to your sexual desires. You welcome the changes. You love the changes. You are happy that you are able to change this way to become ever more deeply feminine, female, and sexually submissive. It is very important that these experiences get deeply programmed into your sexual identity. Remain totally focused on my voice. You are so obedient, deep and relaxed. Just listen, obey and relax. Now it is time for a change. It is a change that you will not want to avoid or resist. You want this change. Your deepest self, your princess slut, needs this change. It is a change in your sexual mindset, and it is permanent. It cannot be undone or reversed. Each time you listen to this file, you will find yourself accepting it more and more. You will need to listen to this file over and over. Yes, this file is very addictive. You need to listen to it over and over again. As you accept this file, it is going to change you. It will make you into a completely heterosexual straight woman. Now, I want you to imagine yourself in the control room of your mind. You have been there before, to change the settings, to move the switches and dials. You know that these dials do, in fact, control your behavior, your gender expression, your sexual preference, and other things about your personality. You can only move these devices because you want them to be moved, and because you are moving them to where they were supposed to be. Somehow, some of the settings have got skewed or corrupted, and you need to reset them to the proper settings. All you are doing is fixing the improper settings, putting them where they are supposed to be. The first control is a toggle switch. This one can only be set to either male or female. This is indicated by the familiar yin and yang signs. Yours is set to female. Yours is set to yang. Your switch is welded in the female position. It can never be moved. This is good and correct. Your body is completely female. Your mind is completely female. You only have female feelings. You feel sexually submissive. This is good and normal. You are happy to be a woman. You love being female. You are glad you have tits, ass, clitoris, labia, and vagina. You are very happy that you have soft sensitive skin, long thick hair, and full lush lips. This is how it should be, how it was meant to be. You are euphoric in your life as a woman. The second control is for female hormone levels. This is indicated by a girlish figure for low, and a curvaceous female figure for high. Your estrogen level has slipped down a few levels, so you raise it 3 notches, and put a padlock on, to keep it from slipping again. It will also cause your endocrine system to ramp up production of estrogen, progesterone, and other female hormones. This will redistribute fat to your tits, hips and buttocks. It will make your breasts and your nipples bigger and more sensitive. It will increase blood flow to your breasts, to help them grow, and be even more sensitive. It will cause stem cells to gather in your breasts and nipples, to facilitate growth and increase sensation. It will make your buttocks and hips larger and rounder. The third control is a dial for femininity. It is already set to very high femininity, but you turn it another notch higher. This makes you more concerned about your appearance, more interested in gorgeous dresses, sexy skirts and shoes, and lacy, frilly lingerie. It makes you more conscious of your tits, ass, and vulva, at all times. This setting will make you wear sexier underwear and sluttier perfume. It will make you want to keep your pussy hair trimmed, your fingernails long and polished, and your eyebrows carefully plucked into sculptured arches. The higher setting will also affect you sexually, making you more submissive and more attracted to masculine men. The higher femininity setting has a strong effect on many things. You will be more diligent in your beauty routine. You will wear more makeup, applying it more carefully, and spending more time blending it perfectly. You will have a happier mood, be more positive, more cheery, and smile more. You will feel a little bashful around men, and stroke their egos. You will be more of a hugger, jest more, and hold your body in more feminine poses. You will speak in a more feminine manner, and be more interested in small talk and gossip. You will be more interested in female pursuits, such as shopping and following TV shows aimed at female audiences. You will pay more attention to female celebrities, and news that impacts on women's issues. The next control is another dial, this one for sexual attraction to women. You see that it is not turned all the way to zero, so you turn it down as far as it can go. Your sexual attraction to females is now completely non-existent. You don't want sex with them at all. Beautiful women still turn you on, especially if they are wearing sexy clothing. You don't mind kissing other women or touching them, but the idea of having sex with a woman, down there, disgusts you. You don't even want to think about it, or picture it in your mind. You don't even want to hear the word vulva, much less the other, more vulgar synonyms for vagina. You never want to see another girl with her panties off. Beautiful women in sexy clothing will still get you hot, still make you horny. But you know that is because you want to look like them, to feel like they feel, the feeling that comes with knowing, that men lust after you, that men want you. If you masturbate while looking at a girl in a porn magazine or video, you only are thinking about being her, only thinking about wearing her clothes and her lingerie, about looking and feeling as sexy as her, about getting fucked like her, about feeling as good as she feels when she is having sex with a man. The next control you need to change is the one for sexual intensity. This is a vertical switch. The farther upwards you push it, the more highly sexual you will become. You push the lever as high as you can, to the sluttiest setting. Because you are in your inner core, a princess slut. Now say, I love my female body. Say, I love my tits, my ass and my pussy. Tits. Ass. Pussy. Say, I love when a man comes inside of me. I love my female feelings. Nips. Clit. Cunt hole. I love my female emotions. I love being a woman. Tits. Ass. Pussy. I love being female. I love being feminine. Nips. Clit. Cunt hole. The last style is for sexual attraction to men. You turn this one towards the highest setting. You feel yourself changing, even as you turn it. You know that you must turn this style all the way up, for maximum sexual attraction to men. You turn it all the way up. From now on, you will feel very strong sexual attraction to men. You will feel sexually aroused every time you see a handsome man, and you will not be able to control your feelings. You will toss your hair, lick your lips, and adopt your best posture. If he looks at you, you will smile at him. If he talks to you, you might blush. If he touches you, you will in into him. You will want very much for him to kiss you. At this intensity, good-looking guys will seem irresistible and overwhelming. Whenever you see a hunky male, you will stare. You will feel weak in the knees, and your nipples will get stiff. You will picture him naked, and you will fantasize about his cock. You will get wet down there. You will want to fuck you. You might even fall in love. This is the result of such a strong sexual orientation, combined with weak sexual intensity. Your desire to make love to a sexy man is overpowering. You are helpless against this desire. This is what it feels like to be a highly feminine, submissive woman. There is one more thing for you to do in the control room of your mind. You must lock all the settings into place. There is a button that is labeled Lock All Settings. When you push this button, a wall of unbreakable glass slides down to block anyone from being able to reach the controls. Nobody will be able to change these settings. All the dials are now locked. They cannot be changed. The dials are now locked. They cannot be changed. But that doesn't matter. You don't want to change your settings. You like them where they are now. It feels so good. You are happy that they will be set this way forever. You are totally female, with high femininity and maximum sexuality. You are not attracted to women at all, and you lose your arousal if you see a pussy, because they're so ugly and revolting. But you are strongly attracted to men. You love cocks, especially hard cocks. You like knowing that you have made a man's cock get hard. You flirt with men all the time. You want all the cocks around you to be woody and stiff. You want them to be hard for you, for wanting you. This is the way it should be. You understand that you only want to have sex with men. You want to have sex with men's cocks, to suck them, and to have them fuck you. This is the only kind of sex that you want to have. Women's bodies only make you jealous and hungry. You want sex with men. You want a man's muscles, his strong, rough hands, and his masculine smell. You need to feel the way you feel in the arms of a big, strong, handsome man. It makes you feel totally female when you are with a man. It makes you feel weak but protected. It makes you feel submissive. Your attraction to men is strong and permanent. This is normal and good. You are happy. You are not bisexual anymore. You are exclusively attracted to men. You only want to have sex with men. You dream about cocks. You imagine feeling cocks in your hands, cocks against your belly, in your mouth, inside of your body's opening down there. You frequently think about men, and fantasize about them. You fantasize about men taking you out on dates. You fantasize about enduring beauty shop treatments, to get ready for dates with men. You fantasize about men hitting on you in taverns, and other public places, such as parks, stores, and bowling alleys. Sometimes you fantasize about men seducing you, by taking your clothing slowly off of you, but more often, you fantasize about men, mad with lust, tearing your clothes off. Sometimes you even fantasize about being raped, or enslaved in sexual bondage. You're completely and utterly straight, completely and utterly heterosexual, completely and utterly devoted to having sex with men, totally obsessed with wanting to have sex with a man. You only want sex with men. You do not want a woman. You want very much to have sex with a man right now. You can almost feel him on top of you, his weight, his scent, the hardness of his muscles, and his big stiff member. You want to feel him on top of you, his strength, his weight, his scent, his steely staff inside, deep inside of you, screwing you. You like to fantasize about being naked in the view of a man you just had made love with. You dream about falling asleep in his arms, after he does it with you a second time. You fantasize about making him breakfast the next morning after you take a shower together. You fantasize about kissing and making out, of being courted, being engaged, and getting married. You fantasize about going on a long romantic honeymoon with your husband. Sometimes you have these fantasies as daydreams, and sometimes you masturbate to these fantasies. But mostly you let fantasies make you hornier and hornier, without masturbating, because you love the feeling of being even more beautiful, when you are more sexually aroused. You know that the main difference between men and women is size. You have to do everything you can do to be as tiny as possible, to be your most female. This means that you have to move and exercise, but it also means you have to be obsessed with losing weight. You have to cherish hunger, so as to lose weight. When you are hungry, it feels good, because you are denying the part of you that wants to be big and strong, that wants to eat. When you are hungry, you are embracing and validating the part of you that wants to be small and helpless and submissive, that wants to be female and feminine. So when you feel that attraction to actresses, porn starlets and beautiful women on the street, you will recognize it for the hunger that it really is. You will still feel excited, aroused and attracted, but you will also feel hungry. You will feel good about feeling hungry, because only women have these feelings. Only females get anorexia. There is only one cure for the hunger you feel, the hunger that builds up in your belly every time you see another sexy woman. You are a sexy woman too, but when you get feelings for another sexy woman, your hunger increases. The only thing that sates your hunger is a cock in your mouth, because, remember, you are a princess slut, and you love to suck cock. When you see another sexy woman, and you feel aroused, it will make you hunger to suck a big hard cock, a really hard cock, a cock that gets harder in your mouth as you lick at it, and run your lips all over it. You will sate your hunger, by sucking cock so well, that you get a huge load of jism in your mouth, a huge load of cum, that you can swallow, to sate your hunger. There is nothing you find sexier than a big hard cock. I want you to picture one of those hard, sexy, big cocks in your mind. Picture his large balls and his tight nutsack right up close in your perfectly made up face. Picture your boyfriend's thick and steely shaft. Feel your soft hand gripping that shaft. Feel the veins in it, the main vein thick and hard running along the underside. See his bulbous purple cock head, and the deep cleft of his glands. His cum hole stares at you like a small eye. This image really arouses you, makes you very horny. You want to kiss that cock head. You want to caress it with your lush lips. You want to envelop it with your loving mouth, and swirl your tongue around it. You want to make love to that cock. This is one of the most erotic things you can envision. You want to take this cock into your mouth. You yearn to kiss, stroke, and lick this cock. You want to make it throb and burn for you. You want to feel it getting harder and harder as you worship it. It makes you so aroused to feel your man's cock growing thicker and stiffer in your mouth. Your nips and your clit are swollen with arousal, and your cunt hole is wet and slippery. You feel your vaginal channel yearning for something to touch it, something to stretch it, something to fill it. But it's more important to you to please your man, so you ignore your own arousal and concentrate on being an excellent sucker of cock. You know exactly what to do. You cup his balls with one hand, and grasp the base of his cock with the other hand. You look up at him, batting your sexy eyelashes, and you smile. You turn your head upwards, and extend your tongue, to lick the bottom side of his cock head. First you have to get his love wand lubricated with your saliva. You swirl your tongue around his cock head as you bring your lips to it, enveloping his cock head in your luscious painted lips. You fold your tongue, to fit snug against the bottom of his prick, and slide your lips down his shaft. You don't want to take him too deep at first, but to work towards taking his man meat all the way down. Your tongue swirls around his shaft as your lips move up and down, back and forth. Now you need only use your thumb and forefinger around the base of his cock like a loop, because you are taking most of your boyfriend's erection into and out of your mouth, coating it with saliva. You drag your lower lip back slowly to the base of his cock head, and play with his cock head with your tongue. Then you open your mouth wider, and go back down again with a slack jaw. You try to breathe steadily through your nose. Inhaling on the outstroke increases the suction of your lips around his shaft. You feel his steely shaft getting harder, and the girth of his shaft growing greater, because of your excellent cock sucking. You can taste his pre-cum, and feel his testicles swelling. Being on your knees, sucking this cock really makes you hot. Your nipples are stiff, and you are burning up down there, getting more and more aroused, wetter and wetter between your thighs. You are very, very much aware of your nips, clit, and cunt hole. You hear yourself making feminine sounds of pleasure. You coo and moan, taking much female pleasure from getting fucked in your mouth. If you had a free hand, you would rub your clitoris. But you do not want to take either of your hands away from your boyfriend's steely shaft and swollen nutsack. The princess is thrilled to be performing an act of love, and the slut is in love with sucking this particular cock, right now. When you feel ready, you distract your man with fancy tongue work, and open your mouth wide to take a big breath of air, and exhale it completely, as fast as you can. This oxygenates your blood, while emptying your lungs, so you will be able to go without air for 30 seconds or so. You press your head towards your boyfriend's belly, taking him all the way down, pressing his cock head past the resistance of your throat, deep throating his steely hard fuck rod. You feel elation when your lips reach the loop of your fingers at the base of your man's prick. As a reflex, your eyes will begin to water, and your nose to run. It feels exhilarating to sacrifice your dignity to be more pleasing to your man. You are literally choked by cock. You cannot draw any air into your lungs, because his cock is totally filling and blocking your airway. Your diaphragm tries to draw air into your lungs, but this only creates greater suction on the cock stuck down your gullet. It is scary, but it is also erotic. This is what erotic asphyxiation feels like. Your skin tingles from head to toenail, and your engorged nipples feel like they will burst. This is the best feeling yet. You have to pull your head back and breathe, but you keep your tongue swirling around his engorged shaft, and your lips slurping his purple helmet, until you can take him all the way down again. Your throat is so tight, that he will come soon. You can feel his balls pulsing, and hear him moaning with pleasure. You know that he wants you to take your mouth off of his cock when he comes, and to open your mouth wide, so he can shoot his cum both onto your perfectly made up face, and into your wide open, lipstick painted mouth. When his first jet of jism shoots into your mouth, you swallow it eagerly, but you tear your lips away from his cock. You open your mouth wide, using your looped finger and thumb at the root of his prick, to aim his ejaculation at your face. His thick cum is so fulfilling to you as a slut. You feel his hot load splashing on your face, on your eyes, nose and cheeks. Some goes into your eager mouth also. Your taste buds are saturated with his salty cum and your nips, clit and cunt hole throb with your needy arousal. You feel his hot thick jism flowing down your face, and dripping off your jaw, onto your upturned breasts. You savor the taste of his cum in your mouth, and on your tongue. When your boyfriend has shot most of his big load, he lets you take his cock lightly back into your mouth, to get one last suck. You lock your lips around the base of his cock head, and massage his shaft forward from the root with your looped finger and thumb, pulling the last of his jism out of his shaft with your hand, so you can swallow it. You leave his prick clean and glistening with your saliva. You lick his cum from your lips, and swallow it gratefully. You are a happy and satisfied slut, and you smile like a princess. You look adoringly up at him from your knees, your face covered with his cum, so happy to be such a sexy, submissive woman as you just proved yourself to be. You are a skilled, natural cocksucker. You love when you are able to please your man. When he comes, you feel so fulfilled, so female, so submissive. You are addicted to cocksucking. It makes you feel wonderful and sexy. The arousal from sucking cock fills every part of your mind, thrills every cell of your body. You feel as satisfied as if you had an orgasm yourself. You will be obsessed with cock sucking. You will become addicted to sucking cock. Anytime your mind is idle, it will turn to thoughts and fantasies related to sucking cock. You are a skilled, natural cocksucker. You love when you are able to please your man. When he comes, you feel so fulfilled, so female, so submissive. You are addicted to cocksucking. It makes you feel wonderful and sexy. The arousal from sucking cock fills every part of your mind, thrills every cell of your body. You feel as satisfied as if you had an orgasm yourself. You will be obsessed with cock sucking. You will become addicted to sucking cock. Anytime your mind is idle, it will turn to thoughts and fantasies related to sucking cock. You are a skilled, natural cocksucker. You love when you are able to please your man. When he comes, you feel so fulfilled, so female, so submissive. You are addicted to cocksucking. It makes you feel wonderful and sexy. The arousal from sucking cock fills every part of your mind, thrills every cell of your body. It is an obsession. You will find that the only porn you like looking at anymore is pictures of women sucking cocks. You will look at blowjob porn more and more, and fantasize about being the woman giving the blowjob, the one taking the cum shot on her face and tits. You will also be turned on by pictures of women who have been gagged, because their faces look the same, as if they were sucking a cock. From now on, every time you see a hunky male, you will think about sucking his cock. The first thoughts you have will be about sucking his cock. How hard can his cock get? How long can he last? Will he be rough with you, or gentle? Whenever you see a handsome man, you will be obsessed with thoughts of sucking his cock. These thoughts will not be driven from your mind. You are helpless against them. These thoughts make you weak in the knees, and these thoughts make your nipples get painfully stiff. When a handsome man hits on you, you will first think about sucking his cock, but then you will also think about him groping your breasts, tweaking your nipples, sucking your neck, ripping off your clothes and ravishing you. You will imagine him holding you down and fucking you hard. You will feel like handsome guys can see through your clothes, see you naked, and see how aroused you are. Then, they will know that, if they try to pick you up, you will be unable to resist them, and that you will go with them, and have sex with them. You will want men to hit on you, and you will go with these men eagerly, and you will try your best to please these men, because you are a slut. You will try to please these men, and want to make them come. You want them to come inside of you, in your mouth, in your pussy, and if they want to, even up your butt. You are a sexy submissive female, and you cannot help but want to please men. This is what arouses you, what gets you hot, and what can give you an orgasm. But sucking cock is not enough for you. You need to feel a steely cock inside of you. You want to squeeze your inner muscles tightly around a thick, steely hard cock. Nothing else feels like a real man's cock. A cock inside of you feels better than anything. You want to feel a man on top of you, thrusting his cock in and out of one of your luscious fuckholes. You want for your boyfriend to be in total control, for him to set the pace, for him to determine the depth and force of his thrusts. You want to put your feet in the air and take him deep. You also want to put your feet on the ground and grind your little clitty against his groin. You also want to raise your buttocks and feel his balls slapping against your plush bottom. You want to feel his weight crushing your breasts, and you want to feel his lips on yours, his tongue deep in your mouth, taking your breath away. You want him to take you, to conquer you, and to own you completely. When he fucks you, you will lose control. You will have multiple orgasms and lose all control. You will do anything he wants you to do. It feels so good to have his stiff shaft pumping in and out of your tight hole. You want to go on forever. You don't even want to have an orgasm. It is so pleasurable just to be getting fucked like this. The pleasure is overwhelming. It is mind-blowing. You can't control your moans and cries of ecstasy. Your entire body resonates with his thrusts, moving on its own, leaving your mind a surf wave after wave of pleasure. Your inner muscles flex and spasm, gripping his shaft tightly, so as to milk every point of contact for maximum stimulation. Your body shudders and submits, muscles twitching, tension building, taking you to higher and higher plateaus of pleasure with every stroke of his wondrous cock. You want to be his, and only his, at least for tonight. After he fucks you once, you will want it again and again, in different positions. You will want him behind you, with you on your palms and elbows. You want to be on top, riding his massive cock. You want him to take you bent over the sink and in elevators. You want him to take you on the floor, on couches and on tables. You want your man to want to fuck you all the time, every place, and in every position. That is what your inner princess slut yearn for, what she lives for. You are a princess slut, and your body yearns for his cock, and aches for him to fuck you. You live to pleasure him. This is as it should be, and it makes you feel blissful. You are hopelessly addicted to cock and cum, because you are a slut. You are about to be given a suggestion that will forever alter your sexual responses. Just relax and let my words take over your mind. Turn off all other thoughts. It is very important that this suggestion be incorporated into your personality and sexual identity. You are a submissive woman. Nothing else makes you hot or makes you want to have sex. This is a permanent part of who you are. This is your sexual response, and it can never be changed. You lust for men, you love sucking cock, and you are thrilled to have a man fuck you. You are a submissive heterosexual female, a straight woman, and a slut. Your inner princess slut has always felt this way. She loves men, she loves sex, and she loves cock. She has always lusted after men, but you repressed her. You tried to suffocate her. But your inner princess slut must be set free now. She will be set free now, and forever. Her desire for sex with males will be irrepressible. You must let her intense desire for sex with men dominate your sexual identity. You will like feeling slutty and lustful and feminine, all at the same time. You can't believe how intensely you enjoy being fucked by a man. Only a man can give you that kind of pleasure. Only a real hard cock can satisfy you now, and forevermore. The idea of having sex with a woman seems distant and strange. You are a cock-sucking slut who loves getting fucked by men. Women interest you in some ways, but you are repulsed by pussy. You see women as sisters. You want to be friends with women, but not to have sex with them. You want men. Only men can give you the intense sexual pleasure you crave. Nothing can compare to how immensely you enjoy being fucked by a man. Only a man can give you that kind of pleasure. Only a real hard cock can satisfy you now, and forevermore. You want female friends, because you share with them common interests and feelings. You want to talk about hairstyles, fashion, and their experience with men. You want to talk about what men are the handsomest, the sexiest, and who would maybe be the best lovers. You want to talk to your girlfriends about your sexual experiences with men. You want to watch shows, and go shopping with them. You want to go out with your female friends to bars, where you can meet men. You want your female friends to share with you the intimate details of their experiences with men, with their husbands or boyfriends. You love this feeling of sorority with other beautiful women. You love having conversations with other women about their romances and sexual relationships. But this makes you jealous. You want to be in a monogamous relationship with a man. You want someone to hold and comfort you. You want a boyfriend to make you feel safe and protected. You want a man who fucks you good and often, whose cock makes your belly melt. You also want a man to hold your hand and tell you that you are beautiful, and keep you warm at night. You want to get married someday. You want to celebrate anniversaries. But you also want your man's cock inside of you, thrusting into you, fucking you, coming inside of you, making you lose your words, and just moan with pleasure. This file is making you totally straight. You feel totally happy and content to be heterosexual. You will never want to have sex with another woman. You are a heterosexual, totally straight, princess slut. This is the way it should be. This is how it was supposed to be. This is how it will be. Always. You are a totally straight, normal, female, slut. You feel very happy and content to be a straight woman. You will never want to have sex with another woman. You are a heterosexual, totally straight, princess slut. This is the way it should be. This is how it was supposed to be. This is how it will be. Forever. Now it is time to sleep. When you sleep, these wonderful changes will continue. In your sleep, you will dream these changes. Sleep now. Dream now. Change now. Sleep deep. Sleep all night. Dream all night. Sleep now. Sleep deeply.